Talk Live. We're launching an hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Continuing here with your phone calls, we go to the ladies first. It is Natasha in Pennsylvania. Natasha, you're on with Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark here.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air, Natasha. Go ahead.
I think that they don't want to legalize marijuana, even though it could totally help the economy right now, because they're making some secret money off selling it to other countries.
You think the federal government is selling marijuana to other countries?
That's right. That's right, man.
Do you have any evidence for your claim?
Like, you know, it really could help the economy, and we're in such a...
Well, I'm with you. I think that it would be a great thing for marijuana and all drugs to be legalized or decriminalized. I think that would be a boon for the economy. I think because, number one, because then the black market prices would no longer be a factor. And so, therefore, all those people that are spending way too much on their drug habits would be able to have the same habit or even a larger habit for a half a tenth of the price that they're currently paying, which means they could put that money towards other things. And, of course, then there's the whole tax side of things where the billions of dollars the federal government spends. Thanks for the call. Where the billions of dollars the federal government spends would no longer be an issue. They could theoretically return that to the people, but we all know the government's not going to do that.
Nah,
all that said, taking the ending prohibition would go a long way to make life in America a lot more peaceful for a lot of people, and it would get those products out of the hands of criminals. It's a great thing to decriminalize and legalize, and it needs to be talked about, and I'm glad people are talking about it more.
I think that she's right that the government is not legalizing marijuana because it benefits financially from not legalizing. I don't think that there's any global conspiracy to sell marijuana elsewhere. You can grow marijuana just about anywhere because it's a weed.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is evidence that government people are bringing marijuana in from other places. I mean, for instance, there's been evidence about the CIA smuggling cocaine and things like that. And so we know that government agents that have certain privileges as far as border crossings and things like that are more than likely to utilize their privileges for the purposes of making black market profits off of these products. So it's not likely to be some sort of grand conspiracy at the upper levels that Obama knows about. It's just something that's going on with a few Border Patrol guys here, a few military members there, wherever it is they have the opportunity to bring things in, whether it's bringing in heroin from Afghanistan or bringing in marijuana from Mexico or cocaine from Colombia. Those are people that are in unique positions to be able to look the other way as their friends bring those products through, or they themselves might actually bring the product through. That's happening. As far as the government being some grand conspiracy overarching all of it, you don't really have any proof for it. We continue here, 800-259-9231. We will talk to, I believe we've got Tom, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey,
how are
you? Tom, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know what? I totally defend the right for you guys to say what you're saying. I couldn't defend that more, but I couldn't disagree with either one of you gentlemen more. And I just want to say two things, okay?
Okay,
bear with me a second.
Yep.
Number one, everything you're advocating was tried, and it was tried previously, first in the Middle Ages with city-states, and second, it was tried again in our country, something called the Civil War. And you know what? Abraham Lincoln said it better than I could ever say it. A house divided against itself cannot stand, period.
So kill everyone who's in that house, the people that are in the house.
We don't kill everybody.
No, just hundreds of thousands of Americans in the Civil War, right?
I got to ask you a question.
Oh, before you jump on, my question
is...
You made a statement that I'd really like to ask a couple of questions about. Now, there's a North and South of Korea. There's a North and South Vietnam, what there was at one point. There's Russia's broken apart. The Ottoman Empire broke apart. The house divided itself. Absolutely can stand.
No, it didn't stand. And it
Which one are you
stand.
Referring to?
You pick one. How about the United States? There really wasn't a South and a North... There wasn't a Confederate States. There was a group of states that tried to advocate for states' rights. And if you gentlemen go back into history and open up a history book, you'll find out that even without and I'm going to use a southern term, okay, of northern aggression, the South started disintegrating, the Confederacy fell apart. Do you know one of the reasons it fell apart? Because they needed each other for commerce, and they didn't like that. They didn't like the idea that all of a sudden the Army of Virginia wanted to take the Army of Maryland, wanted to take the Army of Texas. It doesn't work, gentlemen.
When did the Army of Maryland, Army of Virginia try to take over the Army of Texas?
When I say trying to take it over, what happened was there were individual militias. We actually had that in the North, okay? There were individual state militias. When the first Confederate Congress met under Jefferson Davis, and I believe his name was Hamlin, was the, if I'm not wrong, was the vice president of the Confederacy. One of the reasons he resigned was because Jefferson Davis, who was actually a military man himself, product of West Point, realized that you couldn't have individual state militias. He said what we need to do is have an organized army, and we need to have that standing army, gentlemen, and we need to have that organized under a hierarchy, if you want to use that.
I would agree with you. Just quote Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner, war is the health of the state. I absolutely do believe that
overarching
federal government is going to benefit from a standing army.
A standing army, the very fact that you gentlemen are able to get on the air and advocate what you're advocating, you're benefiting from the fact that you live in the most free nation in the world.
That's not true.
Sure, it's true.
No, it's not. Look, the Heritage Foundation says that the United States is fifth or sixth right now.
Okay, give me a country right now that you feel is more free, that would give you all the freedoms you have.
I can't tell you because I haven't been to all of them. However, I will tell you what the Heritage Foundation says, and they say that Ireland is more free, they say Belarus is more free, and they say that Hong Kong is more free.
That's economic freedom, though, right? That's why all those people are trying to come to this country. One other thing, and, like I say, I understand what you gentlemen are trying to do. I think it's very sophomoric, and
what's sophomoric about? What is sophomoric, sir, about advocating people stop aggressing against their neighbors? What's sophomoric about that?
Who's advocating aggressing against their neighbors?
You are. If you're supporting
when
the state.
When did I say that?
Are you supporting an authoritarian state?
No.
What are you supporting, sir? Go ahead.
I'm supporting the United States of America.
That's an authoritarian state, sir. They tell
you
what to do, and if you don't go along with it, they'll hurt you.
Well, isn't it my opinion that counts when it comes to freedom?
Our opinion counts when it comes to freedom. You're part of the state.
I am not part of the state.
Hey,
thank you.
You made a statement before.
America, birthplace of fascism.
What evidence do you have for your statement that I am part of the state? Go ahead.
Well, are you living in the United States?
I am living on a plot of land.
Do you have a license to operate? Of course you do, FCC.
We don't. We don't have licenses to operate in that sense.
The very fact you haven't even been shut down shows the freedom that you have to operate.
Are you trying to get me to believe are you trying to get me to believe that just because the tyrants here are a little more allowing towards certain things, that this is not an authoritarian state?
We don't have tyrants, and this is not an authoritarian state.
Sir, if I don't go along with what you say, if I don't go along with what they say, they're going to throw me in a jail cell. And you know what? I've been in that jail cell, sir.
They call them gulags in Russia.
Have you been in jail before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I have. And I went to jail.
What did you do?
Huh?
What did you do to...
I didn't do anything.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe you must have done something.
All I did was I just allowed my tenants to do what they wanted to do. They had a couch out in their yard, and nobody would come and tell me who wanted to get that couch removed. And because of that, I didn't have the couch removed, and they threw me in a jail cell over it. So
we don't throw people in jail cells for nothing. You and I know that. Hey, can I just – and listen, I don't want to tie up your phone line. Can I just – one other thing that you said, and having been a part of that standing army many years ago, I take exception to something you said. You asked a previous caller, you said, what was the last time that our standing army fought for freedom?
Freedom, yes.
You know when it was? Think back about 3 or 4 weeks ago when a gentleman was being held by a bunch of Somali pirates with a gun to his head. That was the United States Navy.
Yeah, but that wasn't my freedom. Life. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. That wasn't our freedom here.
Right. Well,
in this country.
That's that guy's freedom. And as far as I'm concerned, why is it that the American military should be employed to protect the employee of a shipping company? Shipping company should be responsible for having their own security.
Hire some mercenaries or hire your own security force or whatever. It's not my responsibility. 800-259-9231.
Ask me if I want to help pay for it. And I think that what the SEALs did were very brave. However, the employment of them, I feel, was cowardly.
That man is living in a fantasy. See if he doesn't think this is an authoritarian state. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The Saturday edition of the program, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got features, and they're free, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Free, all free for you. Fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate a business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. all at LegalZoom.com. They're empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. You can use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL, to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, and if you don't have a will, you're really putting your family in danger. LegalZoom.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So what a laughable caller. I mean, to suggest that this is not an authoritarian state that we live in. I gave the most one of the most innocuous examples of so-called crimes out there, the crime of disobedience, in that the couch that was on my tenant's property was not moved, and they put me in jail as a result of that. Even worse, our friend Sam, who's currently in a jail
cell. I don't see how you could state that the country that has more people in prison than any other country in the face of the earth has ever had.
Yeah, it's not an authoritarian.
I mean, how can you make that statement? What kind of cognitive blindness do
you
have?
Fantasy, rose-colored glasses. It's just bizarre to me. Our friend Sam, co-host on the show, filmmaker at ObscuredTruth.com, is on his fourth full week, coming up on his fourth full week in a jail cell because he recorded video in a public court lobby, which even in their own rules says you've got the freedom of the press, and then he wouldn't give his name to his captors. And so, therefore, they've decided to keep him forever. That's not authoritarian or anything.
And the Supreme Court says, even though you have the right to remain silent, you must give your name. Now, if I have the right to remain silent, how is it that I have the responsibility of giving my name?
You don't remember signing that social? It's a social contract. It says that in there.
And they can hold you indefinitely as a result. You can get a life sentence in this country for not giving your name to a cop, and it's not authoritarian.
You agree to all this by being here, Mark. See, you're on this plot of land, and so therefore, you agree to all this stuff, right?
I guess I agreed to it when I was born here, right?
Let's continue and talk to Todd in Michigan on the Amp Line. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going, Mark?
Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, before we go into my call here, I just want to say, Mark, don't let those callers get to you, man. They are really a bunch of idiots anyway.
I'm cracking up.
But anyway, I wanted to let you guys know, I saw the new Star Trek movie that debuted. Begun.
How was it?
And I have to tell you, it's awesome. It's great. I mean, if anybody is really a hardcore Trekkie, I don't think you're going to be leaving the theater disappointed. I mean,
what about if you're not a hardcore Trekkie? Like, I've seen a handful of the Star Trek films over the years, and I've seen a few of the television episodes, and it's been enjoyable, but, you know, I'm not a Trekkie hardcore.
No, it's sort of a compromise. The filmmakers made a compromise between the Trekkies and the non-Trekkies, and they sort of did something a little bit different. I don't want to give away any spoilers or anything, but it's new. It's much more updated. I mean, the original Enterprise was great, but this new Enterprise is more updated. It's sleeker.
The guy that's behind the movie, the J.J. Abrams guy, he's quite the filmmaker, isn't he? I mean, he's the guy behind Lost and a handful of other things. Hey, thanks for the good review tonight. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are looking forward to seeing that if they haven't already seen it. I saw the Facebook updates yesterday. All kinds of people were saying, great movie.
I didn't even know it was coming out, so maybe I'll make an effort to go see it.
You know, I'm holding out for Terminator. I don't go and see a whole lot of movies in the theaters just because I'm cheap, but definitely.
Some of them are really great, though. Yeah. The last one I saw in the theaters was Iron Man.
You know what? You kept talking about that movie, and it was not anywhere near as good as you'd talked it up to be.
Well, I can tell you, I really enjoyed
cheesy,
it.
Cheesy, which is fine. I mean, I enjoy a cheese, and it was entertaining, but you made it sound like it was the greatest movie of all time, and I do not agree with that assessment at all.
I thought it was great.
Anyway, well, you can bring up anything on the show. We continue here and talk to, I believe, Ron is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Ron in Pennsylvania, going once. Ron, going twice.
I heard a little noise.
I'm here.
There he is. Ron, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, here's a thought for you. United Nations. The United Nations was created at the end and the cusp of World War II. I would think the United Nations could possibly be underground Nazis.
Underground Nazis. Okay.
Well, would they still be there? I mean, considering that there's, you know, there's representatives of each station, states, country?
Think of this. Their headquarters is here in the United States in Manhattan, right? Isn't it interesting how you have a global congress of people based in the United States.
Well, what's it supposed to leave me with? I don't really know.
Well, you know, like Alex Jones is saying, oh, there's globalists taking over the banks and this and that. Well, while the banks are being compromised, countries are being compromised, okay? The United Nations could evolve into a global Congress where the Secretary of the United Nations would be a global president.
There are. I think you're right about that speculation. I think there are people around the world that would love to see just that description and
unelected rulers of the United Nations ruling over us.
The problem here is there is a lot of people that are not interested in change of that caliber. Okay, you are not going to have a global utopia overnight. Okay, now.
Nor are you ever going to get a global utopia out of centralized command and control, which is all the United Nations would be. It would be another step of centralized government, and it's an awful idea. Though I don't think anything that you've said points to any Nazi tendencies. However, the Nazis were the National Socialists, and there is no doubt that there are a bunch of socialists and probably a bunch of fascists together in the United Nations.
In adding what Chuck said when you were talking about Switzerland, what I would like to add is, the United States is very much two countries. Besides what's going on the surface with all the military parties, the divisions of the military, and the theatrical government, you know, the government is actually a theatrical practice of history, okay? There's a government inside the government, but at the same time, while all that's going on the surface, there is an underground in this country.
You're saying there's an underground government, a shadow government, something like that?
Let me explain something.
We don't really have time for you to explain it.
Wait. The Civil War did not end. The fight between the North and the South has changed. Now it's a fight between the American underground and the visible historical government. Okay? If anybody that's foolish enough...
You're saying that there are two governments fighting in America? Is that what you're saying?
The Confederate government is still in existence. It's now the American underground.
Who is in control? Is it the underground or the regular government?
There is a sleeping nation, and anybody that compromises the borders here.
You are all over the place. I can't get a straight answer out of you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know if there's a shadow government. I don't care. I know the government that does exist and I can see is tyrannical and awful. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them to you, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, all you have to do is click and download. They're yours. An entire year's worth of them are free right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, and you can bring up anything. So we go to the phones and to the phone. We'll talk to Nick in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'd like to talk about authority.
Yes, sir.
I hate it.
Welcome to the club.
Yes. Anyway, I was talking with some people, and we can go back and forth through any topic you want to talk about the government and all these other things, but it just comes right down to the authority issue. And I guess a lot of people aren't posed that question, but you just ask. You know, we're all human, so where do these people get off saying that they have authority? I mean,
where does it come from?
Yeah, who gave them that authority? I just don't understand. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I can tell you that it doesn't take a genius to stop back for a second and look at it and say, okay, they're human. Okay, and then somebody can say, well, it's democracy. They voted them in. That's not true because I didn't vote them in.
That's correct. So, democracy comes from the idea that more people can kill you than more people can kill fewer people. That's really where it comes from. There's 51% of us, 49% of them. We should be able to beat them. Because what else would it be? How else could 51% of a voting populace be able to tell 49% of the voting populace plus the people who voted no by, you know, not going out and voting that day? How can they tell them who's going to rule over them and who's going to make the rules?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even if you are voting or even if you are those other people, the 49% or the 51%, it's like none of them are going to agree on anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So who gives them the authority to even vote on it. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
And the other thing about authority that people never look at is what are those experiments? The I can't remember.
Milgram experiment.
The Milgram experiment. Where
Stanford
they,
prison experiment.
The Milgram experiment where they did the the guy in the lab coats tells somebody sitting at a table, and everybody's seen these in school. You know.
No, I don't think they have.
Shocked
but they
this person, for getting that answer wrong. And what they ended up doing was, well, just because a guy in a lab coat would stand behind them and tell them to do it, they'd shock somebody until they killed them.
Yeah, all the way to the
after,
max.
Until after they didn't make any noise anymore. And that's one of the real problems with authority is that people can abdicate their responsibility with authority. The guy who was called in earlier tonight,
following
said,
orders.
He said, I wouldn't throw you in jail, but the government would. Well, who gives the government its power? A bunch of people like you abdicating their own personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm
not
sorry.
Not Nick in Indianapolis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He gives that authority because he lets it happen. And I'm just frustrated. I really want to move up to the Free State Project. I mean, I'm so ready to move up there, but I'm trying to convince my wife.
the wife thing.
Yeah,
here's an idea. Come to Pork Fest. Come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Do you have kids, too, or is it just the wife?
No, it's just the wife, but we got 10 acres and the horses and stuff, and she just loves it there, and she just doesn't want to move. And
sure. No, I totally understand. But I would suggest that come on up for Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening next month. You can go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C, porkfest.com, and look at that. It's an opportunity to come up here to New Hampshire and meet some of these great activists you hear about on this show, and that no doubt if you've been plugged into the scene here, you've heard all about. A lot of those folks will be there. And it's a great time for her to meet other ladies that are in this movement and, to meet and greet and to see exactly what's happening up here. And
I know Brian's got some horses, so.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Brian Travis.
Yeah, you can pack up your horses and, move them up here.
I know, it's so funny. She listens to the podcast with me all the time. Been listening for, like, the last 2 years, and she agrees with everything, but she just, I don't know.
She needs to be a little more uncomfortable, I guess, because it goes back to something we were talking about on the show last night. We certainly talked about it as a general theme, is that Americans, for the most part, are too comfortable. They are, even though they see the tyranny happening around them, even though they might see the YouTube videos of the police beating people, or they might hear the statistics about how 1.5 million Americans went to jail last year just for possessing drugs, for the most part, and they might hear all of this information and see all of it, and they might process it, and they might come to the conclusion that it's wrong and that it's bad, and that they disagree with it, but they just don't want to take that step for themselves to actually begin doing something about it. And I don't blame them, because taking that step does include a little bit of risk, and of course the further you step, the more risk you're taking. But if you ever want to be free, you will have to do something about it, and the longer that we wait, the longer we allow the tyranny to grow, the more difficult the process is going to be of turning that ship around, so to speak. And so I don't know what it's going to take to light a fire underneath her, but if anybody knows it, it's probably you, Nick.
Yeah. All right, I got one more thing for Mark real quick.
Yes, sir.
On the Quaker thing, do they read the Bible, or are they, or is it just like a sort of a mindset, or, how does that work?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, the Quaker religion itself has no creed, and so different churches act differently, and they seem to, they have little sort of meetings statewide or sort of region-wide meetings where they will come up with, their sort of statement of, how things are. And Quakers are, at this point, they believe that you're led by the light within as opposed to by, the unerring word of God, as it were. So some of them consult the Bible and some of them do not. And there are some Bibles at our Quaker meeting house, but I haven't seen them used for anything.
There you go, Nick.
All right, that's all I got for tonight. Thanks.
See you here in New Hampshire, hopefully someday. 800-259-9231. We continue. Chris is listening in Kentucky, WKCT. Hello, Chris. Chris?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Ian, I just kind of wanted to, kind of call you out. I'm with you guys on everything. I love listening to your show. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you support, you're for non-cooperation and non-participation with the state. That'd be correct, right?
Absolutely. I don't think that people should jump into the deep end all at once. I think people should experiment with it. I think they should dabble in non-cooperation, because I think for the most part, people don't do any non-cooperation. I think just a lot of people doing a little bit of non-cooperation could do a lot to stop the advance of the state.
Okay, so but if there's anything that you can do that won't have any negative repercussions, like, for instance, not registering to vote, you would totally support that because there's no repercussions for not registering to vote, right?
Well, I think if there's no repercussions, that there's really no point in doing it.
Okay. Well, I guess my question was, because I heard you earlier, and you were talking about how you would support, you know, getting on a jury and nullifying the jury. And I was just kind of wondering how that jives with, you know, your, you know, non-participation and not, because if you participate in the system, don't you, in a sense, you know, agree to the system? I mean, would that be correct?
I see where you're coming from. Yes, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that by participating, you're somehow validating the system. And I think there's
right.
something to be said for that particular position. But I can tell you that whether you consent or not to their system will be forced upon you. So I see
right.
nothing wrong with using the whatever few methods of remedy they've put out in front of you to actually try to minimize the damage that they're doing to people. I see nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Right. I think that position, that the idea, personally, this is my opinion, the idea that, well, participating in the system makes you obligated to follow it, is a bunch of horse pucky that's put out there by people that, well, they just imagine that they're better than you because they don't go out and vote. Yeah. No, they're not doing anything by not voting. You're not doing much by voting, and you're not doing much by not voting. So it's very infinitesimal amount of activism, really, one way or the other. But, however, the point I would like to make on this is that the government is a tool of force, and by me validating a gun doesn't give it any more or less power. That gun is still going to be used against me or somebody, you know, my family or somebody else whom I don't know, you know, to force them to do things. I'm not validating or invalidating that gun. Now, if I decide to pick that gun up and protect somebody with it, it still doesn't validate or invalidate the use of that weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, that not voting or voting, pointless.
Right. Well, you know, it just Ian strikes me as a very, I guess, all or nothing kind of guy when it comes to his, you know, philosophy of, you know, well, of philosophy, I guess. And,
I have a direction that I want to go in, and I thank you for the call tonight. Good discussion, and unfortunately we're short on time. We've got other people waiting. I've got a direction I want to go, and it's a very defined direction. However, I think that anything that you can do to reduce the violence of the state, I support it. And if I can get on a jury and vote no and help set somebody free that doesn't deserve a prison cell, all for that. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ionic Zone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ionic Zone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Serene Cases, Asciox Tea. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak your call in. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board, helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll find out about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. It's John listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire at WKVK or ZBK. Hello, John.
Hello. It's an honor to be able to call in and talk to you.
Well, welcome.
I know you're short on time, so I'm going to make it quick. About 10 years ago down in Florida, I heard on a local talk station the lawyer for Irwin Schiff gave the definition of democracy. He said it's two lions and a lamb deciding what's for dinner.
Yep, that's about it.
Yep. They're running out of lambs, though.
What's that?
They're running out of lambs, though.
Yeah. Anyway, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I made the observation that the government isn't rotten to the core. It's rotten from the core.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The whole tree is rotten. I mean, everything about the state is rotten. It's an inherently immoral exercise to aggress against your neighbors, no matter what the goal, no matter what the end game is, whether it's protecting the seamen around the world or whether it's feeding the hungry or whatever it might be.
No,
it's never acceptable to steal from your neighbors to fund what you want to do. And that's all government ever does.
They like to use the children. It's for the children.
They always have an excuse, and they always have a reason there's always another reason why the next step toward tyranny is necessary. You'll hear them use that term a lot. Well, it's necessary that we implement this new tyrannical program restricting your freedom
because
the children or because the semen or whatever it is that their excuse will be.
I believe that on top of separation of church and state, for the same reason there's a separation of church and state, there should be a separation of school and state.
Oh, man. The schools are really where they do the most damage. I agree with you completely. And it's so frustrating. I mean, you're also here in Keene, so it's very frustrating to know that your property taxes, and it's like this around the country, but it's just different organizations of how they divvy up the funds. But here, property taxes are how all government is funded in New Hampshire, and it's 60%. Yeah, 60% of the property tax goes to the schools.
As long as there's any property tax, there's no private property.
Correct.
The government owns the property, and they're charging you rent, and they call it tax.
Right. And if you decide you don't want to pay, then they come with their sheriffs and throw you and your family out into the street. And then I guess you can go get on their welfare program, which really just shows the insanity of the entire system. Because if all of a sudden people stop paying property taxes and they threw all those people out onto the street, they'd all have to go on the dole, which would mean property taxes would have to go up even more for the remaining suckers that were actually paying them.
It's a spiraling, a downward spiral. It's neo-feudalism, really.
It absolutely is. John, great call. Thank you for it. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And, of course, I'm sure you already know this, but there is a handy little blog here in Keene that you might find interesting. And those of you around the world might find this interesting. FreeKeene.com is the website. You'll find out that there's a lot happening here in the little town of Keene, New Hampshire, in order to advance liberty in our lifetime. Right now, our friend is sitting in a jail cell here in this area because he dared record video in the courtroom and would not stop, or in a court lobby actually, never even made it to the courtroom, wouldn't stop when they demanded that he do so. There is so much activism happening here. We've got it all chronicled over there, so check that out when you get a chance. We continue here with your phone calls and go to Avery listening in Virginia. Avery, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Avery, what's on your mind tonight?
The other night you guys were talking about the slavery.
Yes, sir.
Whether or not we are all slaves at this point. And
indeed.
I don't know if you mentioned as you were talking whether or not black people would agree with that. And it was funny because as I was listening to you guys, I was wondering if you guys were listening to Louis Farrakhan or Malcolm X while you were talking, because basically what you were saying is the same thing in almost the same words that they use to describe America at this point.
Wow.
I mean,
I didn't
literally. Yeah, I mean, if you would Google Louis Farrakhan and slavery, you'll find about three or four clips where he says basically what you guys said the other night.
I don't know that everybody's a slave now?
That everybody's a slave, yeah. Yeah, that basically, you know, the whole country's a slave, that America is a slave system, and it's been a slave system from the beginning, basically, for as far as the Muslims are concerned, the
You know, I think what concerns me is that he's singling out America as though the rest of the world isn't a slave system to me.
No. The only reason he's singling out America is because that's where we live.
Okay. He was here, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just they're just different farms for keeping the slaves.
Yeah,
the rules differ slightly across the different farms, and the slaves are allowed to some extent to choose. In some farms, the slaves are allowed to trade between the farms on their own volition, and for the most part, as long as they get the permission of the farm's master to leave first. But yeah, I mean, you're right. The slavery has essentially just changed forms to a much more subtle, comfy version of slavery. It's a lot more comfy nowadays than it ever was in the past, which is why most people don't want to believe that they're actually slaves.
Yeah, and it's you know, I hate to use the word myself, but when you use the analogy about the milk and whatnot, that's pretty good. You know, just how much control do you allow others to have over you?
It has to stop somewhere. At some point, you have to put your foot down and say no more, and it's just unfortunate that as long as people stay so comfortable, it's unlikely they're going to do that. Thank you for the call tonight, Avery. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mark listening, Mark in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great, Mark. What's on your mind?
You've had some very interesting callers this evening, and one of them went back and was talking about some sort of marijuana conspiracies with the government. I like conspiracy theories, but some of them are just a little bit out there.
Yeah.
And I was recently reading an article. I forget. It might have been on LouRockwell.com, but it was saying that marijuana legalization in the realistic world that we live in would actually be worse for the cause of freedom than people think it would be. And that's because in the society we have now, we don't have an idealistic, voluntary sort of society, of course. So, of course, they would create all sorts of laws and regulations for it. The FDA would control it, you know, the dose, monitor how much people can take, say you can only have it if you're at this age. So I think what I'm basically trying to get at is that marijuana legalization should not be like the first thing that's on the mind of a liberty activist. You've got to get the ideas more broadly to people before they can before that would even be a reasonable option.
I think you're right about that. However, I think it's also very unlikely the federal government's going to all of a sudden legalize marijuana before the states do. And I think that if the state legalizes marijuana, and even if they're taxing it, that'll take it still out of the hands of the black market. And I still would favor that, although I'm opposed to taxation. And I would certainly, I certainly agree with you that decriminalization is the way to go, to simply taking it out of the hands of the criminals and not making it a criminal act to possess a plant would be, I think that's as far as they need to go with it. I think the market can handle the rest. I thank you for the call. Let's go quickly to Mike, listening in Florida to WFLA. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing there?
How are you listening to WFLA right now? They don't take our third hour.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I got you on hold. So.
Very good,
well,
sir.
I tried calling earlier, but it's a very interesting show. I've heard it a couple of times so far, and I especially like it because my dad's side of the family is from up there in New Hampshire. And
welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, the in the Army for 25 years in Special Forces, and I was listening to your comments earlier regarding the not wanting a standing Army, and I know there could be some problems. And ironically, I was setting some tape some Soviet military movies because my girlfriend's from the Ukraine, and today is Victory Day, and it's nothing but military movies. And I got to thinking about people who try to break away and how they might try to quash you. And you were just talking about drugs, and I don't think they're going to legalize drugs because they had the program they set up during the Clinton era that got the Army involved in law enforcement type activities in this country. So I had some friends in third group that were unfortunately peripherally involved in Waco.
I have to tell you, just as a warning, you've got less than a minute, so if you got a point, you should get to it quickly.
I'm sorry, I do ramble. I don't have a feeling that, or I do have a feeling that the people in charge now are probably going to look at different ways that they can still utilize the Army and get around posse comitatus. So it's kind of troubling. I like the idea of secession and so forth, but
yeah.
Who knows what they may do?
They are violent people. There's no doubt about it. However,
I recommend not firing on their forts if you do secede.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that today it will be a little bit different because, and I thank you for the call tonight and your patience. I think today it would be a little different when somebody secede, if a state seceded, because it would be all out in the open. It would be up front. Everybody would be able to communicate quickly, instantaneously via the internet. If the federal government rolled in troops,
cameras.
Lots of
cameras.
They wouldn't be able to hide that. And I don't think they want to be, I don't think they want their legitimacy crushed in such a manner. I think they would probably let it go, but I don't really care. I want to do it anyway. We'll find out what happens. I'm not going to sit here and cower and be a federal serf as if I have the option to secede. I think we should look into that. We'll see you Monday night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.